Welcome to the Weekly Hotspot. I'm Mistress Olivia. Every week, Mistress Delia and I talk about kink, fetish, naughty sex, wicked sex, even vanilla sex. What? Yes! We are both femdoms in our private and professional lives. We're here to answer your questions and talk about things that interest us and you, since you're listening, you little fucking pervert. We love perverts. We're perverts. Today, we're talking about remote sex toys. Since Ms. Delia and I do distance domination, we love using remote sex toys. Ms. Delia, what do you like about remote sex toys?
I absolutely love remote sex toys. And I have been in love with remote sex toys since the first time I got my hands on the remote sex toy app a year ago. How much fun is it to actually be able to take distance domination to the next level and have complete control of someone's sex toy while they're on the phone with you? And you can hear them gasping, moaning because of what you're actually doing. I would say that is what I just love the very best about remote sex toys. They're incredible.
I agree with you. And one of the things that I really love about remote sex toys is you can sit there and the app comes up and there's like a scale, like a sliding thing, and you can slide it up and up and up and up and up or down and down. You can vary it, all of this kind of stuff. I don't like using the automatic things that are kind of pre-programmed. I'm a fucking femdom. I want the control. So I'll be like sitting there and chatting with a submissive or special pet. And as I'm talking, the app goes up. The vibration goes up. And then I'll cool it back down. This is a wonderful, wonderful way to have a real sense of they are submitting to us, right? As the femdom, you have the control. And boy, when we go bzzzt and bring it all the way up, it's fun watching on Skype because you can see them jump.
Oh, watching on Skype. Using remote sex toys and connecting and watching someone on cam. Wow. Fuck yeah. So my goodness, to be able to see, you know, just like in a real scene, I think it brings you so much closer, like in a real scene that you would be doing in your own space. Like we've talked about in other Hotspot podcasts, we cue in, we see everything. And so when playing with a remote sex toy, you actually really get that incredible, wow, I see what I did there. And that was amazing. And I think that that makes dom space so incredible, just using the remote sex toys and getting that visual on a cam call.
As we've said, we are femdoms in real life. We go to fetish conventions. We play in the fetish scene. We've got all kinds of equipment and accoutrement and clothes and all of this kind of stuff. We're kinky motherfuckers here. Sometimes people who contact us for distance domination just want the fantasy. Other times people really want the real experience of power exchange. For somebody that really wants to experience power exchange for real, the remote sex toys are absolutely perfect for that. Listen to this quote from Slut Boy. So he sends me this email. I ask him, so what was it like? Send me an email. Tell me about it. And he goes, OMG. First, let me say the name Hush might work well for the vibrating butt plug itself. It's fairly quiet, but it certainly does not describe the sounds it elicits from the wearer. Especially when you are in the controls. The hardest thing during that session was keeping my mouth shut and keeping the groans to a minimum volume. Holy shit! I just wanted to scream your name, mistress, and beg loudly for you to fuck me harder and harder. Feeling you inside me was so hot and arousing. You were really fucking me. I may have been the one to put the plug in, but you were totally in control of all of me during that session. I felt like your puppet. I love that quote. One, because this is just, I just love this submissive. He's just absolutely the best kind of submissive. But two, he talks about relinquishing the control and feeling mistress, being in control, because he didn't know what was coming next. It provides a little bit of a more 3D experience of this. And I know you have also experienced this, right, Tilia?
Oh, I certainly have. I actually have a an email sample that I'm going to read a little bit later. But what I think that I mostly take from this, and wow, what a fucking incredible quote that was. It really adds a different kind of layer of submission to a submissive. So a completely different layer, a different bit of depth. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, but it was that a Freudian slip. Depth. Get it? Nice. It's the hush. It's shoved in his ass, pussy.
Oh, fuck yes.
Somebody had to say it.
I know.
So connection, intimacy, submission. Yes. You know, I want to talk a little bit about intimacy, because here's the thing. Studies have been done that show that kinky partners, people who are into power exchange, BDSM, fetish stuff, have actually more intimate, honest relationships than just quote unquote normal people having vanilla sex. Because you have to actually discuss things, real wants, needs, turn-ons, turn-offs. In my private life, it's so funny because I'm like fucking blunt with people. I'm like, so have you been tested for STDs? Let's get you tested. By the way, what size condom do you wear? Oh, Magnum XL? Nice. We'll get along just fine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That level of intimacy really comes also to the forefront when you're discussing something like remote sex toys, because you've got to talk about it. You've got to set things up. You've got to do things in order to connect and in order to run the technical stuff of the toy. You've got to sync the toy with my app. We both have to be online. There's kind of stuff to do. Now, that part of it is sexy, but it's also definitely part of it. Have you seen that this adds intimacy with you and your submissives?
Oh, absolutely. I most definitely think so. To have a scene with a submissive, you can feel an amazing sense of closeness, intimacy, but to do it with a remote sex toy and everything that you have just explained, you know, the connecting up, the anticipation, the technical side of things where you have to make sure your phone apps are synced and working, always amazing to do. But there is a way that it is so much more intimate. So much more than just sometimes talking on the phone, though I'm not saying that's not. I'm just saying that this is different, very different. And it gives much more of that feeling of a relationship, you know, where you really are, again, and I'll say it again, I know I've said it a few times, but this is how it really feels to me. Like you're really there. You're really there in a way that sometimes you just can't be in a fantasy.
I think a lot of times people are kind of surprised when they come to either of us, or if they look at our blogs. Your blog is begformistress.com. My blog is experiencedmistress.com. We both talk a lot about relationships, intimacy, the value of our callers, how we care about them, how we think about them, how we want to experience them at their best and have them experience us at our best. All of these connections really matter. I don't suggest remote sex toys for everybody. I save these for the callers, one, who want to experience real power exchange and feel me controlling them in some way. And two, the people that I already connect with in a very real way. Are you the same way or are you different?
I will say I have played with remote sex toys with people just kind of one and done. And it was very different. It was almost like they knew their toy very well and they could more so instruct me. It wasn't a topping from the bottom, but there was a different feel to it. I've got about six people. And like you have said, they are callers, clients that I just have very good connections with. And so I'm comfortable, aroused, happy on a different level than if it's just with someone who's gotten the toy and has just decided to call Delia just once, this once, to play with the toy and feel that power exchange. But one, you know, kind of like in real life, having just that one experience with a submissive you might not have ever met before.
I was at this fetish convention and I'm sitting there and I'm watching the ropes display. So I'm kind of out in the hallway just a little bit. They were doing a demonstration. It wasn't Midori, but it was like suspension, bondage, and all of this rope play. And the cutest little sissy submissive came trotting up and stood beside me and was like, he was wearing a tutu and he was obviously like presenting as male, but sissy. People actually get more consent at fetish conventions than they do, I think, in quote unquote real life, where it's okay to slap somebody on the ass and not okay now that the Me Too movement is going strong, but where I've seen people slap a waitress on her ass or, not cool. I don't care who you fucking are. That's not cool. So at a fetish convention, it is usually part of the instructions that you have to get consent before. So I started chatting up this little sissy and I was like, so are you owned and collared? I don't see a collar. And little sissy was like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, would you like to play a little bit, lady, you little fucker? And sissy was like, oh, yes, I would. So we arranged a date and it was tons of fun. But it was one and done. We didn't keep in touch. If I see the sissy at some other event or something, we'll probably play again. But it's not like we connected to the point that we were talking about other aspects of our lives. So I know exactly what you mean about the one and done folks and experiences. We like one and done, but we also really like the intimacy. Tell us about someone that is on your super intimate, long-term caller list.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, this is fun. It's like telling little secrets. Now, you and I actually share this person a little bit, and this person does Skype calls that we've talked about, does a lot of spanking, actually does a lot of sissy fun too, because he's always wearing the most beautiful lingerie when he connects. I mean, that's the thing right there, spanking, lingerie, and remote sex toys. So if you can just imagine, he was probably the first one that got a remote sex toy. And I was super nervous. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to hook this into my cell phone right away. Do I? What is this app all about? Is this something that I can do? Is this real? You know, this was when they first came out. He actually, was the first one that I got to try it on, and it was incredible, beyond incredible. And I think he has it on during almost all of his calls with any mistress that he calls. Oh, it's so much fun. So I learned, and just that one experience had me completely just so into remote sex toys after that. That was it. I was like telling it to people who had questions or who thought what they should buy next, people that I had a good connection with and was close with, because it's so amazing.
One of the things that I've noticed with sissification and feminization is that someone, less so with sissification, definitely with feminization, they want to learn how to experience an orgasm as a woman.
Oh, yes. Right.
Right? I've noticed that the girly girls love the toys, but for an entirely different reason. Have you noticed that as well?
Oh, yes, I absolutely have. I have this one delicious caller who arranges a 1 to 2 hour long appointment about once a month. She dresses up and then she has two remote control toys and they go inside her panties between her sissy parts. So, you know, we don't even refer to them as male parts. They're not to her. They're just her sissy parts. And then I can control them as she's walking around in high heels or holding onto a chair as I go really high up or laying down on the bed or, you know, whatever it is that we choose to do. And she really does think of this as her sissygasm. She's not touching. She's not stroking. She's not anything. She just has toys vibrating her clitty, her girly parts. And I think it's fucking beautiful.
And this is how women masturbate. Just simply the in and out, the vaginal orgasm is way less common than a clitoral orgasm or the combination of the vaginal in and out and rubbing the clit. But I think this provides access to any girly girl or a femme girl with the ability to have a sissygasm or orgasm like a woman.
I totally agree with you. It's amazing that technology can allow that kind of orgasm. It's such a wonderful, beautiful, incredible thing. And I love that we have that now and that we can use that and do it.
So I got this from, oh my gosh, my beautiful, beautiful bride. We are engaged. She's in chastity. This is part of her feminine journey. She sent me this quote about her remote toy. It is really perfect for milking. She says, I'm completely empty down there. And again, no actual orgasm. I love how you are so in control of all this. I feel more like a woman than ever before. It's such a beautiful feeling. The more feminine I feel, the more at peace I am. Oh, I love that.
Beautiful. That's just so beautiful for her to be able to feel that way. So womanly, so feminine, so beautiful, and to experience an orgasm like a woman would is so affirming of that.
So Delia, we both kind of talked around the issue of how to plan this. Let's talk a little bit about the technical stuff.
Okay.
And then go into the other parts of planning. Because as people know, we play in real life. We know what we're doing with power exchange and fetish play. This is all part of the pre-scene negotiations. Mm-hmm. Only this pre-scene negotiation is just a little bit more involved because the person has to buy what we tell them to buy, get it, set it up, download the app, connect with mistress, and then before the session, make sure that the toy is that I'm connected to the toy is connected to me or you.
Yes.
Binding the toy. And then, boom, we're ready to go.
When I am planning a call, I will usually have the app stuff done beforehand. And if it's a repeat special call, then we're already connected. So we just have to do a quick check-in, maybe via email or something like that. Is it on? Good. You know, don't even really have to test it out. It's that good. I can actually talk a little bit about some of the preparation that goes into it because I have a little sample email of someone kind of getting set up for me. Now, this is a special session with that person's remote toy. The one that we've been talking about is the Hush, and I love it. And so often for us, these are direct dial callbacks. So when we play, there's an added anticipation of me calling. So I want to read you about the prep because I think that's an awesome question. So he writes, "Mistress, the room is filled with sensual red darkness and warm exotic candlelight. I am laying bound on the bed with belts and wrist cuffs. My legs are secured together, as are my wrists. My neck wears a collar and my mouth is filled with a ball gag. Electric pads are affixed to your balls and the hush is embedded in your slave hole. Your cock and balls are caged. The Hitachi wand is under the thong. Everything waits for your command. The electrics are set on random for your command. The wand waits for you to order number one. The hush awaits for your touch to awaken it. Any moment now, the phone will ring, and you will come for me. I am waiting for you, mistress." Isn't that powerful? That anticipation, the planning. Oh, wow.
That gives me goosebumps. I just love this so much. I don't want to be remiss. We didn't want this to be an entire ad for one particular remote sex toy place. But if somebody wants to know the name of the ones that we recommend and use, give either of us a shout out via email. My email is olivia@enchantrixempire.com. And Delia is delia@enchantrixempire.com.
And remember, you can listen to us on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. We publish that every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So you can listen online or download the podcast.
Ms. Delia was the one that started the hotspot. She's been through multiple co-hosts. She kills them and then stuffs them in the closet.
I eat them.
No, that's not true.
Just never look in my closet, that's all.
I know, right? In with all the boots and the shoes and all that other shit that's in there. Oh my God. I am the new co-host. And when I came on board, I wanted to make this like really sound really great. So I researched how to do a podcast and technically, how do you do it? How do you do it since we're both in different locations and we wanted it to sound good? Well, during all of this, Tilly and I pop on and we record shit just to see how it will sound. So we wanted you to hear an example of what happens when we get together and play around. So we wanted to give you a peek behind the curtain. I was so excited about our just kind of fucking around with this that I looked and I said, oh, I'm going to put our phone number there at the tail end of it. So that's why that sounds like a little bit more polished. But we were just like, I don't know. We were in a mood.
Fuck yeah.
Take a listen. This should be our mantra sometimes. Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 fuck.
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Delia, what's our mantra gonna be? I think it should be fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 fuck.
And I think we should add a couple of fuckings in there. So how about fucking, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fucking, fuck?
Ooh.
Fucking. There should be lots of fucking added with the fuckity fuck fucks. It's a fucking fuckity fuck fuck.
Let me tell you, this is perfect for a humiliation slut to call us right now. So if you're a humiliation slut who wants to be fuckity fuck fuck fucked with, dial 1-800-601-7259. And you fucking better ask for Delia or Olivia. Bitch,
or fucking bitch. Both, you fucker. Oh my goodness. And if you haven't guessed it already, next week is erotic humiliation. So until then, stay fucking sexy and fucking hot.